there. Well, the post-election talks here are being followed with some interest across the border in Slovakia, which holds early elections in just 2 weeks' time. Czechs and Slovaks spent 80 years together as part of a common state, and Czech politics is still keenly observed in Slovakia, though that's not the case, it seems, the other way round. But what lessons will be drawn in Bratislava from the political stalemate in Prague? Earlier, I spoke to Milan Nič from the Slovak-based NGO, the Pontis Foundation.
It was a shock and also a little bit of nervousness before our elections on June 17. Although the likelihood that it will end up in a similar stalemate is not very high, still people were more aware that elections sometimes don't solve situations and don't provide the winners with a clear mandate.
So the result in the Czech Republic could have some impact, although slight, on the vote in Slovakia?
There will not be a direct impact. It will have some impact, though, on the politicians themselves, on the leaders of political parties. It will be very important to see what will be the eventual result of the maneuvering, political maneuvering, now whether there will be a need to repeat elections in the Czech Republic. It is like a testing ground for various solutions. For instance, we also in the parliament have a problem with number of mandates. We have in Slovak parliament 150. And theoretically, there is a possibility that two blocks would be split evenly, 75-75.
Now, the Slovak Prime Minister, Mikuláš Zurinda, has taken the rather unusual step of distributing campaign leaflets in Czech newspapers, hoping to appeal to the 200,000 or so Slovaks who live in this country. Do you think that will pay off?
I really don't know. It is not that difficult to sit on a car and come and vote on Saturday, June the 17th, to Slovakia. For the first time, we will have elections only for one day. And really, every thousand of votes will matter. According to polls, the main blocks here in Slovakia are evenly split, more or less. So Zurinda knows that he has to do as much as he can to attract people to vote for him.
Now, any coalition government that emerges from last week's elections here in the Czech Republic looks like being a weak one, unable to push through key reforms. A similar situation could arise in Slovakia. We've had similar instability in Poland. There's something of a Central European pattern emerging here, isn't there?
Let's wait two more weeks. The real worry here in Slovakia is that the winning coalition from this election will be led by Mr. Fico and Mr. Mečiar, and they together combined can stop reforms and change the direction and the gear that Slovakia has been taking in the last years.
And that was Milan Nič from the Slovak-based NGO, the Pontis Foundation, speaking to me earlier on the phone from Bratislava.